And our community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, highlighting a night at the museum. No, not the movie. That's a different thing entirely. I've got some students from Caney Valley High School in Caney Valley, Kansas, or actually Caney, Kansas. And we'll start with one of three students, Courtney Ingram. Is it Ingram? Did I get that right, Courtney?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure. All of a sudden, I had trouble reading my own writing here, so I want to make sure I got it right. Thank you for coming in this morning, by the way.
Thanks.
And it's a night at the museum. That'll be coming up on Monday the 21st, 310 West 4th Street in the Historical Museum. I remember talking to some students last year about this, and boy, when you talk about either U.S. history, Kansas history, or in some of these cases, Caney or at least Montgomery County history, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot of history. People don't really know about Caney. It was a very important town. And that's kind of one of the main reasons why we're doing this event, is to bring people into the Historical Society so they they can understand what goes on in there, and it gives them a little bit of background history, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they can see the different artifacts in there as well as when they're seeing our presentations.
And if I'm copying this off of last year's interview, each of you have chosen specific topic areas, different people, different sections of history to talk about, right?
Yes. My friend Montana Stearns will be doing some over murders and outlaws. I know one of the people she's talking about is Nick Van. He's mm-hmm. a real famous one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be talking over ghost stories and legends throughout Caney. So.
Who doesn't like to talk ghost stories? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. They're so exciting.
And if they're based in, at least partly in fact, there's all kinds of things we can do about it. No?
Yeah.
What made you choose ghost stories? Why that particular topic area?
Well, I remember I went to the library when I was little, and they had a... Ghost of Southeast Kansas book, and I hadn't gone that, and I read that growing up, and it was so really interesting, like learning about different ghost stories and stuff around Caney. So it's kind of nice to give like me a chance to present it to the people, just because I found it so fascinating.
And I think any of us, when we're talking about a topic that we enjoy talking about, we bring a little bit of extra enthusiasm to it, a little bit more spirit to what we're talking about.
Yeah, and it's right there in our home too, so we can relate to it. We know what they're talking about. You know, we drive past those places every day, and it's kind of knowing what actually, or what some people believe happened there, and so.
Yeah, and is there one particular structure, one particular ghost story that you could take a couple of minutes and don't tell the whole story, just get us started, and then we can invite people to come hear the rest of it that night.
One of my most interesting ones would be the Caney River Monster. If you're going out to Circle Drive, it's along the old highway. It's this bridge there. And back when there were still, like, pioneers and stuff like that, it was a little trail people used to go across. And a few people went missing. And, well, guess you'll have to come to find out what happens and how they disappeared. So.
Wow. Yeah, missing people. There are all kinds of reasons to find that, whether there was a ghost or just maybe mischief underfoot. We'll have to see, huh?
Yeah.
So now let's talk about your friend's topic a little bit. If you're here representing her, I want to make sure she gets as close to equal time as I can on that one. Tell me, that's got a fascinating story as far as lawmen and outlaws.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure her reasoning she picked it, but I know she's done a lot of hard research into it. And I know Nick Van is one of her main topics, and she talks about their conspiracy, what they really thought happened and stuff like that, versus what really happened. So,
well, of course, at the time, Oklahoma was Indian territory, and usually you couldn't follow an Indian territory. You kind of had to stop your chase at the state line.
Yeah, I know. That's definitely one of the harder things the local cops had to fight with the whole murder situation. Was the state lines, and they had lost him for a little while, but it was such a big hunt, they eventually found him.
Okay, well, we'll find out more about that one, but again, that kind of reminds me of the Outlaws and Cowboys and Outlaw reunion that Frank Phillips used to hold at Willow Rock, that they would come in, spend the day having a great time, but they had to give the Outlaws, I think it was an hour head start before the lawmen could go back chasing them again. So it was another Oklahoma story, but ties in, I think, with something what you're talking about. So, crime. I mean, who doesn't like a good crime story?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been researching some of these topics?
Well, with me, pretty much ever since I was about 7 years old, because I had the book. But I recently more went into depth in it. Recently, within the past month. So.
Okay. Well, that's we'll be looking forward to the results of your research. Sound like a fascinating story. Will the museum be, I'll say, decorated any particular way, or just inviting people into the museum the way it is when we walk in there on any given day?
And we'll be like pretty much where it is at every single day. We're not decorating. There will be snacks provided though, so.
Okay. And this is the second annual, at least I think it's second annual Night at the Museum. I don't know how many years, but I know we talked about it last year. So at least second, maybe more often than that.
Yeah, it's a second.
Okay. This is a student-led project, but it's also to help create some awareness for the museum.
Yes. Our main goal here is to get more and more people into the door so they can understand the history of Kansas itself. It's $5 for adults and $3 for students, $3 for kids, and the students are free. But the money does not go to us. It goes to the Historical Society to help them out. So.
Well, thank you for the research. Thank you for your enthusiasm, and thank you for, I'm sure, what are going to be some tremendous stories.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be pretty exciting.
Okay. Well, again, mark your calendars. Take out your phone. Put the date in there. The 21st of March starts at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8 o'clock, Monday, the 21st of March, 310 West 4th Street in the Historical Museum, downtown Caney. If you need more information after we're done, and by the way, we did say snacks are be provided and donations to be accepted. It's all to benefit the museum. And you can call 620-879-2233 for more information. We will continue more stories on the way in just a bit on 1400 K1. Continuing our time this morning on AM 1400, talking to the students that are part of the project for the night at the museum. Again, that's at the Caney Historical Museum, downtown Caney, 310 West 4th. And let's talk with Eric Floyd. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Tell me about your topics. What will you be presenting? And I think you're representing a friend too as well.
Yeah, I'll be talking personally about the great fire that happened in Caney around 1903. And then my friend Nathan Wells, he'll be talking about the history of the fire department in Caney.
So complimentary topics along the way.
Yeah.
Okay, we all know, or at least most of us know, the story of the great Chicago fire. The cow got blamed for kicking over the lantern. The fire department went the wrong way, and half the town of Chicago burned down. That's probably not what happened in Caney.
No, basically what happened here is they started this big oil industry around here. And so one time when they're building this well, lightning strikes the well, and they can't stop the flame, basically. It just continuously burns for about 28 days, and they finally get it put out. But we'll go over how it gets put out in the actual museum.
I'm guessing it's not the way John Wayne did it in his movie about Red Adair.
No.
Okay. We'll leave the rest of it alone. But it's a good way to start. And another one of those, come see the presentation.
Yes.
Okay. How long did it take you to research that topic?
Well, as Courtney said, we've been researching these for about a month. But I got some stories from one of the people that write newspapers there in Caney, Andy Taylor. Oh. So he gave me a lot of information about that. That really helped a lot.
The Montgomery County Chronicle, formerly the Caney Chronicle, gave a lot of good information.
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks, Andy and Rudy, both of you, for your archives of some interesting information. Tell me about your friend's topic, then.
He's doing the history of the fire department, obviously, as I said. But he's going to go more into depth about basically just any recent fires that are notable, or basically how they do their business, or where the fire station has moved to and from.
So not only the history, but delving maybe into some interesting or humorous stories, because every fireman gets the reputation of being the nice guy that's going to get the cat out of the tree.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, this is a fun evening, and I have the feeling, based on at least what you're talking about, that you've had a little bit of fun preparing these topics.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting just learning about Caney in general, because a lot of these things aren't known by some of the younger generation, so it's kind of fun for us to learn and be able to present it to our peers as well.
Well, and again, whether you're researching it out of the newspaper archives or talking to maybe retired firefighters, or any way you can get the information, the research process, yeah, it might be a little bit of a pain at times because you're stuck, but then all of a sudden everything opens up and you're there.
Yeah. We've went down to the Historical Society and gotten into their archives a little bit there as well. So it's been a fun research topic.
What made you decide to step forward to be part of the project?
Well, we originally just went down to the Historical Society, and we were just looking through things, trying to figure out what we wanted to do. And how this one kind of happened surprised me, I guess, and it was really interesting. At one point, the fire was burning for so long that trees in the area started to bloom and stuff, actually. So it was just kind of a topic that caught my attention, I guess.
That's a good reason. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being part of our presentation this morning. And more importantly, other than snacks, you're not getting paid tonight at the museum. So I hope you have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. One other participant this morning that I want to talk with, and it's Ryan Nelson. By the way, all the students are juniors, so what a great project to put on your resume when you're looking at college entrance paperwork and all that stuff.
Yes, it's really exciting just to be able to offer off these projects for people to come and see.
Tell me about your presentation, and then also I know each of you are representing a friend who couldn't make it in this morning.
My project is about notable Caneyanites, so any famous people from Caney, which actually I'm focusing on three main people. They all turned out to be very famous people that most of you probably know about, and I actually didn't realize that there are famous Caney people until I read a Wikipedia article on Caney, so I didn't know about this at all. And my friend I'm representing is Michael Howard, and he's doing his over industry. So all the factories in Caney and what they used to be as compared to what they are right now.
Are any of them basically doing something in the same field that they were originally created, or has, and I'm using as a fictitious example because I don't know the history, did one of them start out as, wagon wheels, and now they're making, you know, something far from transportation?
I'm not sure if he has any on those, but I know he focuses on the glass plant as well as the zinc smelters and brick factory as well.
Okay.
So those are his main focuses, I believe.
That's going to be an interesting topic because a lot of times we don't think about smelters, even what they do and how they do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wish he were here, but I do get to talk to you, and you've prepared something interesting. Famous residents of Caney, whether they were born there, lived there, passed through for a little while, or whatever, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick one, and again, kind of like I asked Courtney to do, you know, start the story, but don't finish it for me.
Okay. Well, most people know of the Brown versus Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
However, one person from Caney was involved heavily in that Brown versus Board of Education. So you'll find out what his part was and how he came to be and how he was able to attain that position.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And when you look at those major historic cases like that one, and we think of it as all going on in the court or in the Capitol, someplace other than Caney.
Yeah.
And I think any of us that grew up in smaller communities will say, you know, nothing ever happened in my town. So just to be talking about those people and those relationships always brings it right home to us.
Who knew such a big deal could come from such a small town?
Yeah. And there it is. Exactly. We're talking about the night at the museum. It's 6 to 8 o'clock, Monday the 21st, and an opportunity to spend a little bit of time. Will you stick around after you make your presentation and just let the rest of us talk to you about it?
Yeah, we can answer questions the whole time. It's more of a come and go, and you can ask the kids while we're presenting, so it's not strict where we all have to sit down and be quiet and listen. It's an interactive. You can come up and talk to us, ask us about our presentations.
Yeah, and there's three of you plus three friends being represented. I don't think we're telling the whole story yet. I think there's more than six of you.
Not close.
Yeah. Do you know, or can any of you tell me how many actual participants or storytellers that there will be that particular evening? And if you're not sure, we'll just say there's more than six and leave it at that.
Well, all six of us are presenting our project, so I believe it'll just be us six.
Okay. So, okay.
And you can also feel free to walk around the museum and look at their artifacts as well.
Which, of course, is always a great place to be.
Yes.
And so a night at the museum, Caney Historical Society and the AP U.S. History class proudly presenting the event, 310 West 4th Street at the Historical Museum, downtown Caney, 6 to 8 o'clock. Guys, there are probably more that we have left out than what we were telling people this morning, but hopefully enough to get them in the doors. And again, let's talk about the price of admission. Free to students. I remember that part.
Yeah, free to CVHS students. It'll be $3 for kids and then $5 for adults.
Okay. Any particular topic that you wish that you would have had time to present, or an extra person, because you just felt like, you know, there's an extra topic here that is going uncovered?
I'm sure there's a lot of things in Caney history that are probably kind of interesting, but as you said, we only have 6 people this year, but we'll be sure to bring a lot out to show for everyone.
Okay, so whatever it is, ask your questions, and for the students, I'll say I don't know is an appropriate answer when you don't know. Thank you guys for coming in this morning, and best luck. I hope you have a full house and run out of snacks about halfway through, because there's so many people there, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. Ryan Nelson, Eric Floyd, and Courtney Ingram with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1 News, coming up in just a bit.